All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Michael Turner's Fathom. This is still all new Fathom, Volume 6. Let's see. Typhos Awaken. There are two worlds, the one we know and the one below. All right, so this was... doesn't really say... Hmm. 2018. I think around 2020 we may be stopping, because I don't want to push anything further than 2020. I know I've done some 2020 with the adult comics, but when you have a big series like Fathom, I don't want to go too far into 2020. So we'll be able to cover maybe a few more that are in, the 2018, 2019. But when we hit 2020, we're going to switch to something else. So Fathom fans, I'm sorry, but maybe we'll wait a few years. But I don't want to go too far into comics that are currently being sold, you know, as far as their four-year cycle. I don't want to, like, cover 2020 stuff, because they might be like, oh, well, yeah. Trying to cover more classic comics. So anything that was released 4 years ago, trying not to cover. Let's see. Okay, so all new Michael Turner's Fathom, Typhos Awaken. Blake Northcott. Again, this stuff is fairly recent. So you got punched in the face by God? No, don't be silly. He said he was a god, not the god. And there was no way of knowing who he was. It's not like I had time to ask for a business card before he went into beast mode. Okay, so this not-so-godlike guy with delusions of grandeur. Wearing an armored banana hammock. So this aquatic magic mic throws an uppercut hard enough to launch you 600 feet. Breaking through to the surface? Am I getting this right? Yep, bit my tongue, too. Ouch. Oh, and that was before the building collapsed. The what? You're gonna have to back up a little, sweetie. I'm totally lost. Sorry, Tyler, my brain is still scrambled. I feel a little concussed, and I'm not the best storyteller right now. It all started at the beach. I was heading out to catch some waves when the text came in. Chirp! Heh. Hey, babe, I'm doing a flyover about 200 miles off the coast, and our sono buoys are picking up some strange acoustics. At first, I thought it might be a foreign sub sneaking a little too close to shore, or our shore, rather, but I triangulated the source. It's coming from inside a sinkhole. The one by the oil tanker wreckage? Some new technique, maybe? Spy equipment? Or a weapon? Stop replying with emojis. You're not a teenage girl. So your joker of a boyfriend sends you into a dark sinkhole to investigate a strange noise? Isn't that like horror movie rule number one? Don't investigate strange noises? I told him to always call if he finds something suspicious. I'd rather go poking around in the dark than to have him shoot a missile into it. And besides, there isn't much down there that surprises me anymore. The depression was organic, judging by the erosion. The darkness and poor circulation make it uninhabitable for anything but bacteria. Even the hammerheads stay near the shallows. Because of the barometric pressure, I wasn't expecting to find anything alive. Any diver would suffer hypoxia before they got anywhere near those depths, and that's where I found the cave. Whoops. I followed a light all the way to the bottom and swam inside. There was an air pocket. An air pocket 600 feet beneath the surface? Crazy, right? It didn't make sense. I've never seen anything like it, at least not in nature. The cave opened to a pair of doors. They were massive, forged from limestone and inset with some kind of symbol. It was strangely familiar, ancient, but definitely native to my people, like some long-forgotten language or a hieroglyph. So the blue put it there? Maybe. I can't be sure. But there was just something about it. Drawing me towards it, I accidentally activated something. That's when I saw him. The banana hammock? Yup, and he was looking for me. Are you sure? Pretty sure. We've been looking for you. Hey, I'm Aspen Matthews, and you are? Silence, you will not address us so informally. You are one of the blue, yet you reek of the surface dwellers and speak in their primitive tongue. Wait, are you lost? You need help getting back to one of the... You are the one who was lost, surface dweller. This is our domain. We are the heirs to these waters, to all waters, and you can no longer hold us captive. What was with all the we and us stuff? Was he talking about the royal we? No idea, but that was probably the least insane thing he said. It gets worse, so much worse. I'm pretty sure the Pacific Ocean is everyone's domain. And who do you think you are? I told you, excuse me. To you, I am a god. If you're a god, how did you get that scar over your eye? I thought gods were all invulnerable. And why are you... I said silence! Pro tip, never question the logic of a self-proclaimed god. I get the impression they're not the most mentally stable bunch. So he punched you up through the cave out of the water, and then you're on the surface. Alright, so we're battling on the waves, and we exchange some of the normal superhero banter, but with a few more expletives than usual. Your time is over. You have ruled these waters for far too long, and it's time for you to cede control and allow the rightful generation to take our proper place. I've been here too long? How fucking old do you think I am? Whoa, sailor, you kiss your mother with that mouth? What can I say? I get a little salty when the Karkara starts... What can I say? I get a little salty when the Karkara blasts start flying. So he could control water just like you? Shing! Yeah, and that's the strange part. I don't think he was one of the blue, but he had some of our elite blue powers. His glaive missed me, but it nicked my arm on the way by. It cut me. I changed my density as I approached, so it should have passed right through. Yikes. The tide had picked up, and as we fought, the waves had carried us a lot closer to the beach than I realized. Boom! Crash! Smash! Whoosh! It was the moment we knew would eventually happen. So how bad was it? Bad, like CMZ bad. I was surrounded by people, smartphones recording the entire thing, flashbulbs going off, and who even uses a flashbulb anymore? Okay, let's take a little break in the narrative here. There's been a lot to take in, and I need a breather. But things were just getting good. I was about to tell you about the shootout. Put a pin in it. If you've been outed, then we'll need to do some damage control. We should check the internet to see what they're saying about you. What, like news sites? What could they possibly be saying about me? They don't know anything about me. Oh, sweetie, you have so much to learn. Ray Williamson at Real Ray Ray. Whoever that woman was, she saved so many lives today. We should be thanking her, not trying to tear her down and judge her. Oh, that's so sweet. See? It's not as bad as you think. Buckle in, girl. We're just getting started. Is this the world we live in now, where half-naked people can just swim up from the ocean floor and start a battle on a public beach? This is a national security issue, and the mainstream media refuses to acknowledge it. This is bullshit. We're just lumping all of these people together now. Excuse me. We'll try that one again. That's not what he meant. This is bullshit. We're just lumping all of these people together now? These two individuals obviously don't represent everyone in the ocean. And this happened in San Diego, you fucking idiot. Why are you even talking about this over in England? I'm fucking better than you. What kind of a message is this sending to young girls? This woman chooses to dress in a revealing wetsuit solely for the enjoyment of male onlookers. Can't she battle evil in more appropriate attire? Man, this is starting to hit close to home, guys. How dare Rogue wear that costume? It's too revealing. And skin tight. Look at Fathom. All women don't have a body like that. It's not fair. Well, she swims. Fathom is in great shape because she's constantly doing exercise. And she's battling everything you can think of. I mean, that tends to keep you in shape. Like, people say, well, how is Samus in such good shape? Well, not to mention the fact that she's also, like, space Jesus. Kind of, like, literally, if you read the lore. So she's like 7 foot, 8 foot, like she's just a massive combination of human and Chozo, which causes her to be like, I don't know, a fucking Amazon. She's a literal Amazon. So yeah, that might be why she's in such good shape. And also the amount of work that you have to do in Metroid, just, you know, traversing and fighting huge monsters and all the jumping, that's gonna definitely keep you in shape. You know what? She's at the beach. The beach, okay? What did you expect? That she'd be wearing a parka? Maybe a snowsuit with one of those fuzzy hoods and ski goggles? I don't want to live in this world anymore. Someone get me some bleach. When she's not busy saving all of her asses, this woman could be a neurosurgeon or a marine biologist for all we know. What difference does it make what she's wearing? Yuck, that so-called superhero looked pretty fat to me. Kind of like a dude I used to date, and she Your Chirper account has been deleted forever. Wow, the Queen of Mean. You're telling me that two superpowered beings battled on a tidal wave, a building got destroyed, and thousands of lives were in jeopardy, and most of the internet just wanted to discuss my body and fashion choices? Uh-huh. You don't go online much, do you? The thing is, you spend most of your time in a lab or swimming around with sharks and octopuses. Octopi. But you don't know what it's like online. How hostile it can be. You might be good at fighting monsters and drop-kicking whales. Do you even know what I do for a living? I'm just saying, the internet is brutal. It's still brutal. It's even worse than it was here. It's 10 million times worse. I'm just saying, the internet is brutal. Just gotta say that a few more times. Perception is reality, and what people think of you will shape your entire image. Yes, I'm reading a comic, but everything I am saying is 100 million percent true. Okay, back to the comic. Alright, we can try and duct tape the remains of my shattered public image later. Good luck. For now, let's get back to the story. There's still a lot to tell you. So the civilians were out of harm's way, and that's when San Diego's finest showed up. They came in with sirens wailing and, as per usual, with guns blazing. They opened fire on the warrior, but their bullets were bouncing right off of him. They might as well have been shooting him with Nerf guns.
Your pathetic weapons have no effect on the typhus. We inhabit the deepest trenches of the seas, immune to crushing pressures that would shatter your brittle simian bones. Continue to resist at your peril, filthy land dwellers. You will soon be silenced. All who dare raise their voices in opposition will be destroyed at the hands of your new rulers.
That was when the crap really hit the fan, or more accurately, when the glaive hit the police cruisers. I wanted to bring this Typhos guy in alive, deliver him to the Blue so they could question him. I mean, sounds feasible, right?
Kaboom!
And maybe even find out where his mystery weapon came from. But he was so powerful. Making a citizen's arrest didn't seem like a realistic option. So what was the plan?
Didn't have one, at least not yet.
I just needed to get him away from downtown before he flattened someone into a meat waffle. Yeah, that was probably a good call. I can just imagine the headlines. Half-naked merman squishes unsuspecting humans. That reminds me, when you write about this in the Sanderson Post tomorrow, please don't call me a mermaid. I know you're all about clickbait headlines, but... Hey, I resent that word. In online journalism, we call those enhanced revenue generation lead-in phrases. It's fucking clickbait headlines. Sorry. I know it's a comic, but I was a former journalist, so... Yeah, I hate how my entire... I mean, I might still be doing this if I wasn't a journalist, but, you know. Again, back to the comic. And be nice, because my headlines are currently paying both halves of our rent on this beach house. If only I wanted to sell my soul. Whatever helps you sleep at night, Ty. So, did you get him far enough into open water that you wouldn't have to worry about collateral damage? Yeah, for a few moments until the collateral damage came to us. Some incredible developments here off the coast of San Diego. This is a Channel 3 Action News exclusive where we can see a scantily clad woman battling what looks like a man. He's holding something like a giant ninja star. This is the very same weapon that took down a building just a few moments ago at... Oh, crap. You desire to protect these foolish humans. Excuse me, that's not even what he said.
Your desire to protect these foolish humans will be your downfall, Aspen of the Blue. That weakness will allow us to claim our rightful place to build the empire we have long been denied. No! Boom! These foolish humans aren't expendable. They're worth saving, and most aren't as dumb as they look. Thank you. By the way, can you swim? Yeah, but... Ah! Sploosh! They will be swept up in the wake of gods and tossed to the depths, and the tides of time will drown there. While he was yapping away, I noticed something. The tattoo... Excuse me. Reading a little too fast for my own good there. While he was yapping away, I noticed something. The tattoo on his chest was the same as the hieroglyph in the cave. I think I've seen it before. Are you kidding me? You're taking another break in the story? Trust me, this is worth a quick intermission. Where did you get that? My friend Laura gave it to me a few years back. She's an archaeologist from London. She'd just gotten back from a trip to Greece, and I find it, and excuse me, and thought I might find it interesting. Also, I think Fathom looks good here. Just saying, I like her art a lot better than the previous volume. Whoever they have drawing her, at least in that scene, she looks cute, okay? Just gonna be honest, I said it here. It's not like they don't have swimsuit issues, guys. Don't throw me under the bus. I'm usually too busy to read these long, dusty volumes, but I figured, ah, here it is. The hieroglyph was part of an early tool created by the Blue. Looks like it was used as some sort of a prison system. Prison? So this Typhos guy was held captive after all? He said they were looking for me, but maybe he didn't mean me specifically. Maybe he meant all of the Blue, like he wanted revenge for being locked up. According to the legend, the Typhos felt slighted by the Blue's power and status. They lashed out with a violent attack on Myria, the Blue's capital city, sparking a war. As battles raged across the seas, the Typhos raised Blue colonies attempting to rewrite their history and wipe out their culture. Their hardline ideology gained them a huge cult following, even among some of the humans they despised. Despite their bloodlust and superior weapons, the Typhos began losing ground. Tribal infighting dwindled their population from tens of thousands to just a few hundred. The Blue eventually overwhelmed them, ending the decades, there wasn't, well, I mean, I don't know how many decades, but the decades-long conflict. The remaining prisoners of war were put into a type of stasis. What else does it say? Not much, just vague accounts and lots of flowery language. These old texts read more like epic poems than Wikipedia. That they do. They're very purple. But it does mention that they were temperamental and wildly irrational. If you could anger them, which wasn't hard to do, they become reckless, something I didn't need this book to figure out. I had to make sure he'd hit me hard enough to carry us up the coast. By manipulating the current beneath us, I made sure we traveled hundreds of miles every time he struck. That was your brilliant plan, letting him smash your face in? Weren't you worried about biting your tongue again? Or, you know, dying? It was all smoke and mirrors. I can manipulate my cells and adjust their properties, so while he thought he was beating me to a pulp, he was really just punching calcified water. Besides, eating a few right hooks was the least of my worries. As long as I could avoid getting sliced and diced by his glaive, I had a chance to lock him down. Canadian flag there. It didn't take long. I used the North Pacific Current to direct us up towards Alaska, where the water temperature had dropped into the mid-30s. So it was cold enough for you to work your magic? Just because you don't understand something doesn't make it magic, Ty. My people call it science. You just learned what Chirper was 10 minutes ago, and now you're schooling me on technology? That's rich. Can I please finish my story? It's almost over. Sorry, go right ahead. I needed him frozen in place, so I dropped the salt water a few more degrees and... Abracadabra! No! Jailing us yet again will not stop the inevitable Aspen of the Blue. War is coming. The oceans will run red as we lay waste to your people and exterminate the land-dwelling vermin you hold so dear. Millennia have passed and you still lack our greatest weapon, conviction. That is why you are destined to fail.
Some things have changed.
And we'll see how much conviction you have when you're being questioned by the Elite Council. They've picked up a couple of tricks from the dumb humans. Turns out that the most primitive technologies are the most convincing. No one dares question us, not the land dwellers and not the Blue. And if the battles to come are fought with resolve, crack! Don't you? Crick! Oh no, there's crick!
crick, crack, don't you? Bleep, deep.
Then the war is already over.
I wasn't quick enough to stop him. It was a massive dose of pepidoxin. If I had to guess, at least based on the muscle spasms and convulsions, I've seen it before with flower urchin stings. Oh, by the way, I have one last thing to show you. Wait, there's more? How can there be more? Oh my god, please tell me there isn't a head in my hope chest. That's disgusting, and that's also where I keep the good linens. Of course not. Who do you think I am? A marine biologist who isn't squeamish about bringing dead things home with her? There's been a tentacle in our freezer for 6 months. Yeah, well, fair point, but I'm not a ghoul. Wow, so that's the glaive. Pretty. It does more than just slice and dice. It's like the Swiss Army knife of weapons. It has a tracking device, a communications tool, and that is incredible. And you look so heroic? And if the rest of the Typhos want a war, they can come find me too. In the meantime, I'm taking a trip back home to Muria. It's time to get some answers. Chapter 2. Muria, capital city of the Blue. So you dragged a mangled corpse right into the Elite Council's throne room? Actually, Tyler, it's more like a conference room. And it's not like the guy was leaking blood all over the place. He poisoned himself, remember? Right. So after the Predator activated his suicide gauntlet, you dragged him out of the ice, swam halfway across the Pacific with his body, and then dumped him on the floor, right in front of your leaders. Pretty much. Not gonna lie, Aspen, your people are weird, like Scientology weird. Let's not get crazy and say things we can't take back. So you explained that the Typhos were released into the wild, that one of them tried to flatten San Diego, and that humans now know the Blue exists. How did that go over? All things considered, surprisingly well. Thank you for bringing this to our attention, Aspen. This event has been duly noted. Duly noted? Indeed, this incident was recorded into our archives and certainly merits investigation. Pending an inquiry. Of course, but in the meantime, it has been duly noted. Well, as long as it was duly noted, I was worried that this little incident was just noted, all willy-nilly, without a care in the world. Duly changes everything. Aspen, you're not pleased with the will of the Council? With respect, Siphon, I don't think you are grasping the full scope of what just occurred. This monster rampaged through a human city, endangering lives. If I wasn't there to stop it, who knows what kind of damage it would have done. Doesn't that warrant a little more than some note-taking? Don't mistake my calmness for indifference. If we're exposed, this has become a very complicated matter. I will confer with the Council in private to determine the best course of action, but for the moment, the humans needn't know more than they already do. Never forget, the symbol of Muria represents our allegiance to this city and our people. The needs of others are secondary. Won't withholding information just make matters worse? The longer we wait, the more they're going to panic, and now that they know we exist. Humans only learn that undersea life exists that rivals their intelligence. Nothing more. You don't know much about humans. They kind of value being the dominant species. It won't be long before they're knocking on our door. As you know, we have safeguards in place to prevent conflicts from escalating between the races. And they might have captured some images on their archaic silicon-based communication devices, but they'll only ever know what we want them to know. Is that all? What is this thing? Is it one of the Typhos? Where did you hear that name? And that's when the Council confirmed everything from Lara's book. More than 1,000 years ago, the Typhos revolted, storming Blue cities and strongholds, then Muria. The Blue have always kept immaculate archives, far predating their battles with the Typhos, but when recounting the conflicts, the details are hazy. A dark part of our history, Siphon says. Mistakes were made on both sides, that sort of thing. Sounds like a big pile of cryptic. The rest checks out. Tribal infighting reduced, the Typhos numbers, the Blue overwhelmed them, and then spread the prisoners across the oceans in separate containment units. More could have released when I touched the device, but that they were cryptic about, too. And as I discovered, they're already armed. Many of their weapons were permanently grafted to their bodies so they could avoid being disarmed during combat. It's why they replaced into stasis with their gauntlets. The only alternative would have been to sever their limbs before putting them in the freezer. So did they blame you for releasing this thing? Only Elite Blue's DNA can activate the lock and release all the Typhos from stasis. It requires two handprints. Like a human submarine, it takes a pair of keys turned in tandem to activate a launch sequence. Which means someone was there before me. I was set up. Is Cannon Hawk around? With humans involved, you should know about this too. Cannon has been on a diplomatic mission to the surface for several weeks now. Viridis volunteered to sit in for him when it comes to council matters. But I won't be shirking my responsibilities as head of the Clan Valor. Rest assured that the Council's Special Intelligence Force will be closely reviewing your involvement in this incident. My involvement? This thing nearly killed me! A convenient alibi. Release the Typhos and then claim to be a victim. Just watch the human news. You'll see the entire thing, the fighting, the carnage. If you think we're stupid enough to believe what the humans put on their news, you must think very little of this council. That's enough, Veritas. Your inquiry can wait. For now, you're to check on the other stasis caves, and determine how many prisoners were released. We need to ensure that no more Typhos show up on human shores. If it were up to me, this council would be concerning itself with the 70% of the planet that actually matters. Nothing more. Thankfully, it is not up to you, young one. Ugh, this Veritas sounds like a nightmare. I'm dealing with a bitch at work, too. His name is Doug. Always trying to take credit for my work. Plus, he never covers his food in the microwave, and it splatters everywhere. Have you ever gone to heat up your coffee only to have goulash all over the place? Not cool. Yeah, I feel your pain. While you're Windexing an appliance, I'll be under investigation by the Clan Valor. Is that like the HR department for the Blue? Yeah, if human resources eviscerated you and dumped you in the Mariana Trench when they found you guilty. When you're found guilty, rather. But Siphon is on your side, right? And it's not like you did this on purpose. All you have to do is figure out who turned the other key first. They're probably behind this whole thing, right? Yeah, that's the plan. But when I traced it back to the beginning, Chance was the one who pointed me towards the sinkhole. Wait, you don't think he would... No, I don't. But I had to ask. I'm digging the incognito look. The hat and the glasses are really doing it for me. I don't know how often you go on YouTube, but the last time I was downtown, things got a little messy. You mean while you were fighting that Typhos guy? A little louder, Chance. I don't think the people on the beach heard you. I need to ask you something. When I was down in that sinkhole, the Typhos warrior wasn't just there waiting for me. I accidentally released him. So I need to know, why did you send me there? Sorry, babe. Government information. Totally classified. Classified? I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Or how about this? I can dump you right now and dump you in a river. Because I can totally do that, and no one would be able to stop me. The murder and the dumping. Has anyone ever told you that the Blue have a tendency towards violence? Yes, that has recently been brought to my attention. It was just an order, okay? Run-of-the-mill orders. Free entry! He sent me the coordinates and told me to patrol that specific area. I don't know why, and I didn't ask. Then I sent you the heads up, just like you asked me to do whenever something looks sketchy. I know you don't like it when I go off half-cocked. Yeah, I'm not going to walk into that one. Bidoop, bidoop. But it just doesn't make sense. How would someone in the government even know to give you those coordinates? And that you'd send me the information. It can't be a coincidence. Hey, aren't you the one always saying I'm rude for answering texts while we're spending quality time? It's not my phone. It's my glaive. Your what? My glaive. It's a 3-bladed weapon that I took from the Typhos, but... It's beeping and flashing and saying something. It's a proximity alert. And then time froze. Holy shit, the Typhos can freeze time? Not literally. It was a figure of speech, you know. Big battle about to go down. Imminent danger? All that kind of stuff? All right. When we're talking about epic battles between superhumans, it's sometimes hard to separate the literal from the figurative. Ah, gotcha. Okay, so then the Mohawk chick comes at you. I never mention her hairstyle. You didn't have to. I saw a bunch of YouTube videos about your fight. Already? It happened like 45 minutes ago. Again, you're not overly familiar with the interwebs, are you? So, what were they saying about me? And we begin tonight's recap in America, the place that used to be a country and is now just one big Michael Bay movie. I don't know whether they're superhumans or cyborgs or what, but these two ladies had a brutal exchange. They went into beast mode and started beating the brakes off of each other. I'd like to have seen the redhead mix in a couple more leg kicks, but overall, her technique looks solid. So now we have two terror attacks in the same week on U.S. soil,
And in the same city, it's madness, people. Clearly, these are false flags by the U.S. government to expand the military-industrial complex. And who knows who else is involved? Russia? North Korea? Guam? Canada?
And isn't it convenient that not a single person was injured in that last so-called attack? Sure, it looked like a building collapse, but we've all seen what can be done with CGI these days. And why isn't the government saying anything about this? Could it be that it never happened?
Bros, can you believe what I just saw? I mean, come on, bros.
I don't know what to believe, and this could all be some big marketing ploy by Hollywood to drum up business for comic book movies. God knows it's all about the bottom line with these people, but even if this is a hoax, at least they're doing it with female warriors and hot outfits. That armor? Damn, girl!
Again, nothing about how heroic I was or how I saved countless, whatever. So on with the story.
What? Ka-choom!
Oh, right.
Alright, clink, clink, clink!
I'm geared up and ready to slice you a new... Hey, where'd she go?
She didn't need a ticket, I suppose.
It kind of looks like crab armor. I'm just saying, she kind of has like a mollusk look, like a crab. And you know, it's orange, like a crab. I grew up close to the sea. Oh yeah, absolutely. It was like a beach really close from where I was at. We went many times, so I'm very familiar, you know, messing with the crabs and all that kind of stuff. Used to take the horseshoe crabs and you know, you could pick those ones up. And you could see under them and play with them and mess around with them. The real crabs, though, you didn't want to get too close to them. They would definitely pinch.
But they're good, though.
Oh, yeah. I miss me some real crab. She didn't need a ticket, I suppose. Great. Oh, wow, everybody's dressed like her now. Oh, look. Super Saiyan Blue, Goku. I got a bunch of different characters here. Can't tell who everyone is. I wonder if that's supposed to be Homelander. Some of these characters, maybe.
Bleedy!
What the hell just happened? She could be anyone. Excuse me, miss? Miss? You're her, the one who saved San Diego last week. Uh-huh, look, I'm a little busy at the moment, but I'm Chet Reinhold with Ingenious Comics, and we'd love to make you our newest hero. I'm thinking big. Graphic novels, merchandise, a show on the CWW network, the whole schmear. It's just your outfit. It's just your outfit. What's wrong with my armor? It might be more fan-friendly if it had another layer beneath it. I'm thinking a turtleneck sweater, possibly? And some leggings? I'll have our designers email you some sketches. You want me to swim underwater in a sweater? According to several bloggers, comic book readers are an extremely sensitive group. They prefer fully covered heroines who dress very conservatively. I read Wizard in the 90s, and I have a lot of heavy metal. I actually considered going through old heavy metal comics. But you know how long it would take to go through one? Because, like, there are 100-something pages, so it would be like an hour of this. I could try it. We could do a test drive, but it would be the original heavy metal from the 1970s or was it 19... I can't remember how far that was. We could try it. We'll see. Imagine if we were to have a woman dressed like yourself on a cover. We'd be flooded with dozens of angry chirps. We don't have time for this. We have to find this chick before she... Oh! Out of the way, babe! I've got this! Why does he look like Duke Nukem? Ah! Pathetic human! If you want your glaive back, you can have it! You actually said that out loud? Holy shit! It was the heat of the moment. Not every line is going to be gold. Throwing my weapon away turned out to be a bad idea, especially since it's the only thing that can pierce the Typhus's skin, Max's blades and more. So I had to keep her distracted until I could get it back. Crack! Considering what they charge for these props, you'd think they'd build them a little sturdier. Your quips are amusing. Wah! Much like your fighting skills. Crash! Are you alright, ma'am?
Sorry about your $9, kid, but I need this more than you right now. Don't worry, it's going to good use. These monsters eat bullets like cupcakes, so I knew a Cockroach blast wouldn't be enough to put her down. It wasn't even going to leave a bruise. But the Typhos don't think, they react, and her attention was averted for just long enough. I found it! Babe, heads up! Gotcha! The Typhos instinctively ducked to avoid the kill shot. She anticipated it because that's what she would have gone for. Ah! Click slash to the jugular. Brutal. Precise. No hesitation. She would have had no problem taking me out. I had other plans. She was already disabled. Thwack! The follow-up punch was just icing. Thud! Who sent you? Who's behind all of this? Gah! Never. Death. First. Talk! Yeah! Come on. You don't need to do this. You're going too far. This concerns the Blue, not the U.S. Navy, Chance. For once, just stay out of this. Breep, boop. Damn it, not again. You will never find the failsafe, Aspen Matthews. You will lose. This war is already... Oh my God, I see her worked in profile. Aspen? Is that what she said? Aspen? I think she said Aspen Matthews. Quick, run a search on her. She's a marine biologist right here in San Diego. It's really her. Who is she? Uh-oh, now they know who Spider-Man is. Things are really gonna get interesting now. Chapter 3. Alright, great place to leave off. We will see Fathom's adventures in August. Stay tuned, guys. I'm out.